Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Okay, boys, here we go.
Hey, from the jump now, let's go!
Who's ready for some football?
Football!
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
So glad football season's back.
Oh, baby, let's go. It's Sunday, almost, and you know what that means when Sunday comes around? That means it's time for football. I know there's college football, but who cares? The NFL is coming up, baby. Big slate of games this weekend that we are going to talk about next. It is the No Prize Pick'em Challenge, and we are glad you're here for week 10 of the football season.
Week 10 already.
Week 10. This is really kind of flown by. And as a Bears fan, I have lived through it all, it feels like, already this season. And there's so much more to go. So, on the show today, we bring back listener Ricky, who has won the last 2 weeks. Congratulations, Ricky, for being back for a third week.
Oh, thank you, guys. It feels great to be a winner, finally.
Yeah, well, yeah, you've won twice in a row, and you get no prize. You know all about that. And you'll be going up against Amy Marks Kors and me, Chris Ranji, and our celebrity picker today. It is Josh Schertz, men's basketball coach at St. Louis University. Josh is with us now. Are you ready to go today?
Absolutely ready to go. Been studying my picks.
See, that's what I was hoping.
Awesome.
I was hoping, Josh, that you would say that you have been preparing for this as opposed to getting ready for your next game against Lindenwood.
I didn't even know who we were playing. That's how Watson and I've been to these picks. I don't even know who was next. I don't watch the game from last night or the next game. I'm completely been focused on spreads and deep diving into the depth charts of the NFL.
That's right. That's what I want to hear.
That's awesome because I have.
And the Board of Trustees loves hearing that too. Yeah. Everybody loves it.
I'm not prepared for this at all.
Here we go. The rules are very simple. We're going to go through about 8 games here. We'll see what we can get through. All you have to do is tell us who you think is going to win the game. You can tell us why. We'd like to know what your rationale is going to be. It could be stupid, too. Your reasoning can
Mine
be silly.
Mine usually is, yeah.
Amy's usually is. Then the Sunday night game will serve as the tiebreaker. You tell us who wins the game and the total amount of points you think will be scored in that game. It's very simple. Ricky knows the rules. He knows if he wins, he gets what?
Absolutely nothing.
That's correct.
Right. He gets it.
So here we go. Let's get started with the Bills and Dolphins on the road in Miami. The Bills are, and they are good. The Dolphins stink, but Mike McDaniel probably needs a win or two here just to get things going. Ricky, who's going to win this one?
Oh, I got the Bills. Definitely the Bills. I love Buffalo Wings.
I love Buffalo Wings, too. I think that's a great pick. Josh Schertz.
I got to go Bills. I like Mike McDaniel, but Josh Allen's hair is fantastic. So I'm going with that.
It's great
hair. He does have nice hair.
Good flow, Coach.
Yeah.
Good flow.
Yeah.
It is good flow. I know the last time we talked to you. Well, last time we talked to Coach Schertz, we were talking about famous bald people.
Yes.
And I brought up Bono, who is not bald. I don't know why I thought he was bald.
Bono?
Yes.
Well, he shaved his head.
That's worse than, yeah, maybe it'd be like Sting. Maybe, I don't know, maybe it's on Sting. I don't know. But yeah, no, it was.
I now have a feeling.
I think Amy confused him with Phil Collins.
I know, I do too.
You confused Bono with Phil Collins?
No, I know who Bono is, but I must have pictured Phil Collins.
Yeah,
that's a great call, Ricky. I never even put that psychological mishmash together until now. At any rate, I love Josh Allen. How can you not love Josh Allen?
Yeah, I think.
So I'm going with the Bills.
You're going with the Bills. I think I am also. And now I get the feeling that Josh Schertz is going to just pick teams with guys with the best
hair.
That's what I think is going to happen now.
Part of what I look at when I'm picking anything is somebody's hair. You know, if somebody doesn't have any, if you have good hair, it makes me, you know, always want what you don't have.
Yeah,
that's right. You covet.
Incredible. That's why I really want a good co-host.
All right. All right.
Bald, you got room?
Yeah.
Bono, is that you?
Need a third mic?
Yes, we do. Ravens on the road in Minnesota. They take on the Vikings. The Ravens 3-5. Minnesota's 4-4. And Baltimore is a 4.5-point favorite, Ricky.
Wow.
I'll take Baltimore. I just love crab cakes.
I also love crab cakes. All right, Coach Schertz.
Is Lamar Jackson back?
Yes, he is back.
Oh, Lamar Jackson's like one of my favorite players. I'm going Ravens. If Lamar Jackson's playing, he's out for a little bit. I didn't miss that in my depth chart study. But if he's back, I'm going Ravens on the road.
Oh, well,
he is back.
Man, this is tough. Ravens. I think I'm also going Ravens.
Okay.
Because I was going to say it's cold in Minnesota, but aren't they in a dome?
Yeah.
Yes, they are.
So it doesn't matter.
It does not matter.
Still cold outside, though, on the walk-in. Somebody could get a cold on the walk-in.
That's right. They could get pneumonia. They could get sick. Yeah, but I am going with the Ravens, even though it will be cold on Sunday.
Oh, this is a bad trend. I'm going with Baltimore, too. We have all picked the same team so far.
What a boring show.
Oh, this is not good. Well, here's one that's going to...
Okay.
Well, this is going to cause some real controversy.
Yeah.
The Cleveland Browns, who stink, but they did beat the Packers, are on the road in New York to take on the Jets.
Oh, baby.
There are three wins between these two teams, Ricky.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Ricky.
Okay. Sorry, you guys cut out for a sec.
Browns and Jets.
See. Browns and Jets? Oh, I'll take the Factory of Sadness on this one.
Which one is that?
Yeah, which one, really? Cleveland.
Cleveland, the Factory of Sadness. That's right. Josh Schertz.
Oh, man. Two teams that stink. My brother's a huge Jets fan, and I grew up in New York, a Giants fan, so I would never pick the Jets, even if it's against Cleveland. So I'm going with the Browns as well to pull off a road win.
There you go.
Well, I love the poor kid that said, I don't know, man. I hate this team. And that was the Jets fan who was born into it. Born into what I thought was the Factory of Sadness, honestly. So there's two factories of sadness here. It would be an exercise of futility. So I'm going with the New York Jets.
All right. I am also going with the New York Jets. I love Justin Fields, and I want the best for him.
Do you?
And I hope he continues to flourish. Yeah. So, well, I mean, he hasn't been flourishing, but, you know, he's...
Starts to flourish.
Yeah. I hope good things for his career. Patriots and Buccaneers in Tampa Bay. These are two teams pretty good. I'm a little surprised at how good New England has played this year. Ricky, who's going to win this one?
Oh, man. I don't want to take the cheaters, but I have to. I'm still not over it, Ron.
Oh, man. I'm sorry, buddy. I get
it. Yeah, I'll take New England.
Josh Schertz?
Gosh, this is actually a tough one, a kind of a coin flip game. I'm going home team Baker Mayfield. Buccaneers get it done in Raymond James.
All right, there it is.
I agree with the coach because one of my favorite sayings is, always be yourself unless you can be a pirate. Then be a pirate. And I stand by that.
Yeah.
So I'm going with the Bucs.
You're going with the Buccaneers.
Yep.
I think I'm going to pick the Patriots in this one. Yeah.
They're going to get swashbuckled.
I don't like it.
They don't even know what happened.
I don't like it. Tampa Bay is the favorite in this game. This is, I hope New England loses, but I have a feeling they're not going to. I have a bad feeling they're actually quite good, and that annoys me, but there's nothing I can do about it. Okay, here's a game that's not very good either, but it should be tight. It is the Jaguars and Texans in Houston, Ricky.
Oh, God. this is like picking broccoli or cauliflower, because I don't like either one of them.
Right.
Jacksonville, why not?
Jacksonville, okay. Coach Schertz.
Wasn't that coach, the new coach, the guy that did the Duval thing or whatever it was in the press conference?
Oh, yeah, sure, yes.
Yeah, so I'm never picking that guy for anything, so I'm going Texans. I would even pick the Jets over them, but I'm going Texans.
Wow.
I've never...
What is the Duval?
Oh, what? You got to look up. There was something in the press conference. It was insane.
Yeah, it's Liam Cohen. It's I've never.
It's the county that Jacksonville's in, I believe. But I don't know. It was some weird deal in his presser. So I'm just going with. I haven't seen anything on them other than that. So I'm just not picking that guy.
Okay.
I love it.
That's
I love it.
That's... I love hearing a coach crap on another coach.
He gets
it's the
it.
Best.
He gets it.
It's great.
He gets the vibe of the show. I'll go for the Jaguars then.
Okay. Wow. Wow. What do you think of that shirt?
Sounds about right. Like, just like my house. Everybody, against me.
That's so sad.
You know what? I'm going to back you up, Coach Schertz. I am going Houston Texans also.
All right. Let's do it. Let's go.
All right. Let's go. You need a little support, and you're going to get it
me.
How about this one? Yep. The Rams are in San Francisco to face the 49ers. I think both teams here are pretty good, but I think I know which one's better. Who do you think, Ricky?
Oh, definitely San Francisco.
All right. Coach Schertz.
Yeah.
Gosh, I do, both those coaches are really good. For whatever reason, the Niners have just absolutely dominated the Rams head-to-head. I'm going to go that it changes only because of how decimated the Niners are. I'm picking the Rams in San Fran.
Okay.
Whose hair do you prefer? Looks like Shanahan has better hair.
Shanahan has really good hair. Sean McVay has this kind of shark thing going. I don't know. I mean, he also, I don't know. It's a tough one. They both both have good flow. I like probably Shanahan's hair is a little longer, a little better, but...
Yeah.
That shark deal's pretty intimidating. If I had hair and could do it like a shark, that would be pretty cool. I don't know, but I'm kind of conflicted on that one. That's a good question.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Shanahan because of the flow. Like you said, a little looser, he leans into it. I feel like the shark look, he's trying to be something he's not. So I'm going with Shanahan and the 49ers. Sorry.
You go with the 49ers.
Yeah.
I am not going by hair at all in this one.
Rude.
I'm just gonna go ahead and pick the Rams, who I think they're a better team. How about
that's
that?
That's rude.
Yeah, I know, isn't it? Lions and Commanders. Should we even do that one? I mean, because Detroit's really good. Washington sort of stinks now.
Well, what's our alternative?
And Jaden. Well, our alternative is this one. In fact, this is what we're going to do.
Okay.
You ready to go?
Yeah.
Might be a snow globe game this weekend, kids.
Oh, baby, I know which one it is.
The Giants on the road, Soldier Field against the Bears, Ricky.
Oh, man. You know what, Ron? Just for you, just because I tried to track down your invisible wife and kids in Chicago yesterday.
Did you find them?
I'm going to take the Bears.
Yes, Bears.
Yeah, I found them. They said they're coming home next week.
Oh, damn it!
Wow. Better so guess who'll be out of town next week?
Amy got it right.
Coach Schertz, we have a theory here that Ron has a secret wife and family in Chicago. So don't worry about it; it's fine.
Hey, everybody's got their skeletons in their closet.
That's right. I have three skeletons in my closet.
Some people maybe shoplifted candy as a kid. Other people have secret families, but everybody has skeletons.
That's true. So, Josh, are you going to back me up? Are you going to back up the Bears? Or are you going to take the Giants on the road?
Oh, come on now. We're talking about flow. Brian Daboll, that guy, elite flow, elite goatee flow, beard flow. I grew up a Giants fan. We just can't lose on the road
yeah.
to the quarterback that has his nails painted. We can't.
Oh,
do it.
Come on.
Coach. We gotta take them down. We're 2-7. Scataboo comes off with all the and plays, you know, just tapes up and plays. No. Jackson Dart leads him to a victory on the road.
Oh boy. I don't know. I'm not feeling good now.
Just getting ready to buy tickets to the next flu game.
Yeah. Well, Coach, I bought my tickets. I'm going Giants all the way.
Let's go. Upset on the road.
Let's do it.
I hate it. You know who's going to be upset? Not me on Sunday. You know why?
Why?
Let's go, Bears.
Let's go, Bears.
Bears.
Yeah, here we go.
Let's go. Caleb Williams. Going to throw for 300?
It's not going to happen.
He's going to have 3 touchdowns, and they're going to do it in the snow.
And they'll all be called back.
Okay, hey, you know what? Hey, I don't need this from you, Ricky. Get on board. All right.
Because Coach Schertz knows that Ronj is a long, long-suffering Bears fan. So he's bitter, angry about most things, but a lot of it stems from the Bears.
So here we go. This is the Sunday night game. It's the Steelers and Chargers in Los Angeles at SoFi Stadium. And I need the winner. I need the total amount of points scored. The over-under for the game is 45.5.
Whoa.
Ricky.
Let's see. This week, I will go with one of my best friends in the world, Kerry Davis, former Pittsburgh Steelers Super Bowl winner. And I'm going to take Pittsburgh at 42.5.
Well, just pick one. 42, 43.
42.
42 it is.
You won't let me have the half.
No, you cannot have the half. You don't get the hook. Josh Schertz.
Gosh. Mike Tomlin, Jim Harbaugh, Chargers, Steelers. I'm going to go with the Steelers. Aaron Rodgers, a big day, 27-21, so 48 points.
48?
Yeah, 48 points.
Amy?
I love Mike Tomlin. There are three coaches I'd run through a wall for. Dan Campbell, Tomlin, and Josh Schertz. Yep, those are the three coaches I would just run through a wall. Don't know how that helps anybody, but I would do it.
Help me out.
So I'm going with the Steelers. And I'm going to say 55.
55?
55.
Wow, high-scoring game. Well, I hope Aaron Rodgers falls into that 30-foot manhole that guy running from the cops fell into. So I am going with the Chargers, and I am taking 44 points in this game. I think I think the under's going to hit, and I think the Chargers win it. So there it is. So, Ricky, best of luck to you. If you win, you get nothing. You also do not get to come back because we're capping your streak at 3. We're tired of it.
Yeah. Oh,
come on.
I know.
I was looking forward to being the third mic on your show, guys. Come on.
Well, we might have you do that instead.
Our boss, Steve, said no.
Oh, he did already?
Pretty sure.
He loves to say no.
That's his favorite thing.
I'm too expensive.
Ricky, best of luck. Thank you again.
Thanks. Good being on with you, Coach Schertz.
Hey, great seeing you, Ricky. Good luck. Hope you win the third one.
All right.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bush still on the dribble. Can't get around the Look bigger thing. Stolen away by Kellen.
Protect yourself.
Length to the floor, to the hole. Layup good because Bush was all over him, yes, or he would have dunked it.
Yes. Look at that. He stole it from a 5'9 point guard.
And stolen away by Quentin Jones. Wants to weave and drive. Reverse layup. Yes. Oh, take him to Q school.
Yes. Look at the
stolen
dogs.
Stolen away by Thames. For Sharma. Step back three. Bang. Instant Sharma. Oh, the defense has gone crazy in Chaffetz Arena.
And so the Billikens, with a win in their first, I guess it's their second game of the season now. They beat Chicago State, and that happened yesterday, a 108-86 win. And now they'll have their third of the season coming up against Lindenwood. That will be on Monday. We are joined by head basketball coach for the St. Louis men's team, Josh Schertz, who just participated in the No Prize Pick'em Challenge. So a couple of games in, Coach Schertz, how are you feeling about your squad?
Feeling good, I would say. There's a lot of excitement in the games. Nothing beats, though, Rammer and Earl on the call.
Oh, they're great.
And what those guys are just incredible, the excitement they bring to the game. And so, it's the beginning stage of a season. It's a long journey. We've been working hard since June. We've got a good group that has really put time in. We have a long way to go. I think that would be the case for most every team in early November. We're kind of learning as we go. We got 10 new players that we're acclimating into our program, 5 returners. And, we had 2 outside competitions prior to playing, and then we've had 2 games here, SEMO on Monday, Chicago State Thursday, and as you said, Lindenwood coming up. And, we've done a lot of good things. We have a lot of areas we can continue to grow and improve in, and that's the focus, is try to continue to get better. But really talented group, deep group, versatile group, very competitive, very ambitious, great work rate. Really fun group to come in and go to work with every single day. So I've really enjoyed it, and they've been fantastic so far.
You know, after that victory against Chicago State, you had talked about the finish. You weren't happy with moments in the second half of that game because Chicago State did go on a run, a 22-0 run in like just over 3 minutes. But I bring that up because obviously SLU played well most of the game. There was that lapse there. And I'm a hockey background, and watching the Blues, like, who are struggling when they are a talented team. But there are moments where this season, this team, as I'm sure you've seen, has absolutely fallen apart. So, like, as a coach, when you see something like that happen, whether it's a lapse for 4 minutes or it's a lapse for a game, how do you keep it from getting out of control, and what exactly is going wrong? How do you pull it back together?
Yeah, you know, we went on a 22-0 run in the second half to go up. I think it was a 29-1 run at the end of the day, and it was a close game. We broke it open. We got up 36 points, 95-59, with about 7.5 minutes to go. And I thought from there we really got away from you know, who we are as a team, what our identity is, how we want to play on both ends. I thought we got, you know, we played selfishly offensively. We played very laissez-faire, lackadaisical defensively. I think we allowed the score and the circumstances of the game to bleed into to our compete level, and that's just not acceptable. Whether you're up 36 or down 36, you got to play the possession in front of you. We talk a lot about competing present, stacking possessions, and we did not do that. And you know, that's one thing I think that is important in any organization, the Blues, the Cardinals, you know, the Billikens, doesn't matter. Any organization is, you know, really high standards and really high levels of accountability to those standards. And there has to be a very real dialogue about, you know, what we're going to be about, what we're going to do, what's acceptable, what's not acceptable, what are the consequences if we don't do those things. And you got to get critical mass buying into that, to the standards and principles and values of the organization. So, I mean, that's my, I guess, answer on that.
You said it was a couple of weeks ago, I suppose, that you felt really good about, you know, the transfer portal and the offseason going into this one. I think you said that you felt like you went 10 for 10, all the guys you wanted, you ended up getting. Has it been difficult to navigate that whole thing because college basketball, college sports have changed a lot there?
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, you know, when you're taking that many new people, you know, and when I said we went 10 for 10, you know, I think we got 10 guys that are talented enough to really play at St. Louis and help St. Louis basketball. We've got a couple of them that are redshirting, that are developing, so they're maybe, you know, a little behind in where some of these other guys are, and that's something we want to continue to do is layer in really good young players. We got two terrific freshmen, Luke Lechkowski, Badara Diakite, redshirting. We've got two freshmen, Jax Kerr and Cam Hudson, playing. And then the portal, you know, is obviously a challenge because it's such a truncated recruitment. And, you know, you really don't know them until you're with them. And even in some ways, I'm still going to learn as we go through how they handle adversity, how they handle success, right? How they handle all the different, you know, when you go through these short recruiting processes with these players, you know, you can see how they would fit and how they fit systematically. What you can't really gauge, no matter what you do, is who they are, you know, deep down inside the fiber. I mean, you could get the outside, the coaches say this, but who they are, the fiber, the person, you got to go through stuff with them, and adversity is always truth serum. So, you know, there's still parts I'm learning about them, but I feel great about not just the talent, but the character of the people we have, the competitive character of the people we have, the work ethic of the people we have. I feel very comfortable that all six of those guys are in a 9-man rotation, and all six are, you know, sharing minutes, sharing the ball, competing, doing the things they need to do. I've been very impressed with all six of them, not just as players, but as human beings, as and their work ethic, their competitive nature, all those things as well.
Yesterday, Florida checked in a 7'9" player. He came into the game midway through, and he's the tallest player ever in college basketball. I don't know if this is tampering or not, but could you go get him during the next offseason?
Hey, we actually, Rob Gardner is with me here at St. Louis. We recruited him out of out of high school. So he was down at a prep school in Florida, 7'9", and you know, it's going to be interesting to see how he develops over time. They redshirted last year. He's playing, he's obviously playing some spot, you know, bench minutes, but that'll be a fun one to follow. He's somebody, though, that truly we did recruit when we were at Indiana State. I mean, 7'9", and is not completely immobile either. So it'll be very interesting to see what his career development and arc looks like.
All right, Josh Schertz, we love talking to you. You're anytime best. We get an opportunity to do it. Thank you for participating in the football pick'em, and we hope to talk again soon.
Appreciate you guys having me on. Always great to connect, and look forward to it. I'll be following these results closely. Let me know if I also win nothing here at the end.
Oh, no, you've already, you're totally winning nothing.
Yeah.
You got to go win Monday against Lindenwood.
That's right. Oh, we have a game Monday.
That's right. Yeah.
With all this study.
7:00.
Okay, I'll be there. Okay. If there's no football game on, I'll be there.
See, all right, sounds good.
The sign of a champion, absolute focus.
That's right.
Absolute focus.
You're the best.
Priorities. Yeah.
SLU coach Josh Schertz with us again. Men's basketball, they play against Lindenwood Sunday, 7:00. It'll be right here on 104.1 FM KMOX. We'll talk football with Danon Hughes, Kansas City Chiefs analyst and former receiver, next on KMOX.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome to the Red Kingdom.
Yeah.
Red Kingdom. Welcome
to the It's week 10 of the football season, and we've got with us Danon Hughes, who is the Kansas City Chiefs radio analyst. He is also a former receiver for the Chiefs, and he joins us as he always does every Friday. The Chiefs have a bye week this week. Then they'll have the Denver Broncos next week. Danon, what are you doing during a bye week?
So, happy bye week. I will say this. This was a very unique week because maybe we're living in Twilight Zone or something, but I actually found myself cheering for the Raiders yesterday.
Oh, no, Danon.
Yeah.
To no avail.
No.
Yeah.
Well, you had to. It made sense.
Desperate times, desperate measures.
So
that is because the Denver Broncos in the same division.
Sure.
And you needed a Raiders win. That was a crap game, too. It was a 10-7 game. Awful.
Yes.
I looked twice at the score.
It was like a baseball score, basically. 10-7. And it was a weird deal that we had to pray for the Raiders to do something, and they weren't able to do that. So it's unfortunate, and now we are in a position that we are in, but we put ourselves in this position. So, it's uncharacteristic, uncharted territory, but nevertheless, it is what it is, and now we got to live with it and hope that we can
you know, start the second half of the season off with a bang and get back to where we need to get to.
You brought this up last week, how the Chiefs had all of these really close games, like one-score games, and they were able to win those games. This year, obviously, struggling a bit more. Why is that? What is the difference this year?
I don't believe in the whole luck thing or anything like that. I just feel like there are times where you're playing at a clip where things fall your way,
mm-hmm.
and there are times where there aren't. And it's just a weird dynamic when you consider where this team is now and having won 11 games at one score games. And in the fashion that we got back to the Super Bowl last year, and now to be in the opposite position where all four of our losses have come by way of those same one score games. It's not like two of them were, or one of them was, it's actually all four. So now to pile on top of that, the Broncos are winning those games. So it's like they took a page out of our playbook and they're winning the close games to the clip of only having two losses on the season and being atop of the AFC West. And we're kind of scrambling. So, I mean, it's a weird dynamic, but it just tells you about the parity in this league and how close games are. I mean, I remember, I think I mentioned this with you guys in previous weeks, like 97, 95, the teams that I were on, that I was on that were 13-3, we could have easily been 9-7, 10-6. But we wind up being 13-3, maybe even 7-9 at points because we played those same close games and we figured out ways to win in magical fashion, and it's just not falling for us this year.
Well, here's what I think, Dana. I think it'd do the Chiefs some good to have to play in a wild card round. That's what I think. Sick of all these buys they're always getting.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we want to play, not that we haven't played the most football in the last decade of any team in the NFL, mm-hmm. but, you know, we got to think about the economy too, right?
That's right.
Like, we got to add some more juice to the Kansas City area, have another game, maybe host one, or, you know, add to somebody else's economy.
There you go.
We have to go on the road to Indianapolis or something. So I see where you're going with that.
Yep.
I like that mindset.
It's patriotic.
Yep, there you go. It's patriotic. It's good for the country.
Hey, you know, you were talking about, you know, believing, not believing in luck and bounces and so forth. I think every sport has a version of this, but I do believe that you kind of create your own luck sometimes, or at least you put yourself in a position to get a good break. And when you look at the different sports, say the NHL, Major League Baseball, mm-hmm. the NFL, assuming you can create your own good luck by consistently playing and play out, playing well, executing cleanly, is there a sport where there happens to be more luck involved? Like, is it baseball where the bounce is more literal, a good bounce? Hockey, football, is there less luck in football?
See, Danan, I think that football has the least amount of luck involved.
That's what I was going to say. Like, it feels like it's not, there's not very much luck.
Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's one of the true team sports, and it doesn't mean that I'm throwing shade on baseball. Definitely not baseball. I'm a baseball guy, basketball, or hockey. But like you, it's almost like synchronized swimming. Like baseball, when the ball leaves the pitcher's hands, it's about the ball. It's not mm-hmm. about the other guys. The ball can bounce mm-hmm. weirdly. It can hit off a base. It can do different things. While football, if one person does anything wrong or incorrectly on any of the 130 plays offense and defense have on the field, things can really get disrupted, like really, and the tide can turn. So I feel like I don't know if that would equate to the luckiest sport or the least lucky sport. I just know that when you look at the film, games come down to a handful of plays. One play here or there. The Bills, you think back to this last Bills game, and like they gave us opportunities to win that game, even though they were dominant for most of the game. And they probably, if you look at the stats, deserve to win. We still had the ball and an opportunity to score. And I will say this, based on if you watch that game, when we scored the touchdown to be down by 9 and we went for 2 and we got the 2-point conversion to bring it to a 7-point game, 28-21, I believe, and it hasn't been confirmed, I didn't ask Andy this, but I believe they went for 2 because they were planning on going for 2 if we would have gotten that game-tying touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he had any desire to go to overtime there, because otherwise, if you were thinking about going to overtime, then you would have kicked the extra point and went down by 8 at that point so that you can go for the 2-point conversion later to tie the game if you were able to score. So that tells you a little bit about the mindset. So when you talk about good fortune, like, we still had an opportunity to win that game, even though we were dominated offensively and defensively.
I think that luck, we're talking about luck, and it is rarely involved except when the officials are always screwing the Bears, because they do it all the time. Every week, they're always getting screwed.
Is that what's been wrong?
Every time
they've lost. For the past 30 years?
Yes, they've been getting screwed. So, Danan, before we say goodbye here, the last game Chiefs played was against the Bills. Buffalo's had really great regular season fortune against the Chiefs. But when it comes to the playoffs, it's been a completely different story. Why is that?
Yeah. I just think that, and I think last week was a good example of what you guys have heard me say, and it has appealed more to, like, John Harbaugh and even some of the other coaches around the league that has played us in the postseason, is that coaches get outside themselves. I don't know if it's the Patrick Mahomes effect. I don't know if it's Andy Reid effect, but that perfect example is last week. Sean McDermott, in no way, shape, or form should they have tried to kick a field goal at the end of that game. Like, they should have punted the ball, and I'm sure, the point I'm making is, if they're playing any of the other 31 teams or 30 teams in the league, they wouldn't do that. They would punt the ball and force that team to go 90 yards in 15 seconds to score a touchdown to tie the game. They wouldn't have done that. But for some reason, what we've created is some indecision, some illogical decisions in regards to, and choices from other coaches. So to answer your question, when you put that in perspective of postseason, that's what gives us the edge. That's why we've been able to beat the Bills, because they've made some illogical decisions and choices that have opened up the door for us to win the game. How do you drive the field to get to field goal range in 13 seconds? Unless you're playing, trying not to lose, how do you kick the ball into the end zone instead of squib kicking it back then, so that by the time you field the ball, all you can do is run 6 seconds off by trying to return the ball and throw a bunch of laterals to win the game? Like, those are decisions that I think we impact people, and it really shows itself in the postseason, probably more so than the regular season.
All right. That sounds like luck to me. All right. Danan Hughes, you're the best, man. We enjoy your bye week of not punching anybody in the mouth, and we'll get back at it next week.
Yeah, I got to definitely woosah. We got 8 games left, and we are in must-win mode. How early... Like, this is the earliest that we've ever spoken about the Chiefs being in must-win mode, and it starts next week against the Broncos and then ultimately against the Colts the following week. So, yeah, I got to rest up this week because we got a lot of punching to do.
Yes, you do. Yeah, thank you, Danan.
All right.
Danan Hughes, Chiefs radio analyst and former wide receiver, and you can hear him on the call with Mitch Holthus. That'll be next week, the 16th. They will put a very big game against the Broncos coming up for them at 3:25. We will have the broadcast here on 104.1 FM KMOX. The Gas House Gang is coming up at 12. Got a big one. Alec Burleson joining the show at 12:30. You're going to want to stick around for that on 104.1 FM. Just a few more minutes before we say goodbye on the Chris and Amy show. Just thinking back to our conversation with Josh Schertz, SLU basketball coach. I am such a big fan of his.
I love Josh Schertz. He's awesome.
He's great. He's a really good coach. And on top of it, he's very good at this.
He is. He's super cool. He's relaxed. Do you know what he is not? He is not uptight.
No, because you do tend to get sometimes, some of that.
Yeah.
Well, with,
and
with
understandably
coaches,
so. Understandably so. Sometimes yeah. those guys, I mean, I feel like pro or college coaches and brass can be uptight. Not Josh Schertz.
No, he's great. Football coaches, it happens a lot with them. Basketball. But he's fantastic. Amy, Together yeah. Credit Union is helping us here at KMOX mm-hmm. give back to the community and celebrate our 100th anniversary. You know that December 24th, KMOX went on the air back in 1925.
Yeah.
So we have that 100th anniversary. In fact, we got our 100th anniversary show, which is happening on the 20th.
11/20,
yeah, that's
November
right.
20th.
So we're doing a whole day of programming, and that's going to be a lot of fun, different programming than mm-hmm. usual. And so Together Credit Union, along with us, we are benefiting Children's Miracle Network. So the 100th anniversary commemorative ornament is $5. And if you stop into any Together Credit Union branch and pick one up as long as supplies last, you can get that. Each ornament does support Children's Miracle Network of Greater St. Louis, helping local kids and families this holiday season. Together Credit Union, honoring 100 years of KMOX and Children's Miracle Network of Greater St. Louis.
Ronch, you're from Illinois, Granite City. I feel so bad. I don't know how to say this town. Is it Geneseo, Illinois?
Geneseo.
Geneseo. Did you hear about the woman in Geneseo, Illinois? I feel like this is a great way to end the show on a Friday.
Oh, I didn't.
So it does start, unfortunately, with an attempted robbery.
Oh, cool.
So a woman was going to rob a business in Geneseo, Illinois. It was Geneseo Home Furnishings, in fact.
Oh.
She asked to get a view of the town by going upstairs in the business. That's what she said. She walked into the business and went upstairs to go get a view of the store, never came down, and the owner was like, yeah, she never left the store. But anyway, what she did do is she climbed out a window, which is weird, and left the store that way.
Okay.
Came back looking, trying to find access points to get back into the store. Again, none of this makes sense. She finally found an old chimney above the village florist and thought, I'm going to Santa Claus
Dude.
This sucker.
Please tell me she got stuck.
She got stuck.
Is she dead?
Nope. They had to fish her out, though. Also, if you're going to steal from a home furnishing store, I mean, stealing furniture is hard. You're definitely not getting it back up the chimney.
Well, no. And you're also not getting it out the front door. No. What are you taking?
A couch? Maybe she was going to take a lamp.
You do it like you do it. The Louvre thieves did it,
yeah.
Where you act like you're supposed to be taking it, put on an orange safety vest, and just walk in and walk out with it.
The story is written, Christmas came early in Geneseo, but not in a way anybody expected. A young woman came down the chimney of a business, then had to be dug out by first responders. It started at Geneseo Home Furnishings, owned by Thomas Satterley. He said as he was helping a customer, he saw a young lady walk in the front door. She asked to go upstairs to get a view of the town, as I mentioned.
As one does.
He thought she left, and he locked up for the night, but she never left the store. She went out a window, got out on other buildings and went further down the road. So again, I don't know which store she was trying to rob. She just kept checking for access points. But she got stuck in the chimney of the village
I think
florist.
This is an enterprising young lady.
Well, I don't think she was trying to rob
like
the furnishing
it.
Store.
No. Well, she's up to something.
She's stuck in something.
I would really like to know what her grand plan is.
I do too. I don't think it was grand.
Oh.
I don't think
it was definitely
was
a plan.
Grand. Yeah.
So let's do this again on Monday. We'll be back at 9:00. If you missed anything, Odyssey app has the podcasts, iHeart app, or wherever you get your podcasts, you can do that. And then Amy Marks-Kors and I will be back 9:00 on Monday morning. We appreciate you. We hope you have a great weekend. Sports Talk is coming up next. The Gas House Gang with Mike Claiborne, Matt Pauly, and me. We're going to talk to Alec Burleson at 12:30.
Wow.
Just won the Silver Slugger Award for utility players. Really, really cool stuff. So we'll talk to Alec coming up. Gas House Gang next on KMOX.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.